or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, February 24th, 2014. Start of a brand new week. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. I'm looking at the feed coming over from Fox News here. They're running a story about how Susan Rice says she has no regrets about her statements regarding the consulate attack in Benghazi, which is kind of a foregone conclusion, because whether they're telling the truth or they're lying, they're not going to admit they have regrets about what they said. So it's almost a non-story. And it kind of makes you wonder, is the whole point of it to try and keep on going? Say, it doesn't matter how much you dig, we will never get anywhere in this whole Benghazi consulate situation, even though we got a pretty good idea what that was all about. And even if we don't have the entire backstory accurately, we know they're lying to us on several levels. There was no Mohammed-bashing movie that triggered the protests. Something else was going. We know they lied. You know, at this point of the game, we need to stop worrying about all the fine details about what was going on behind all the lies and just stop at the point at which we all agree the government is lying to us. Now what do we do about it? Another story that Fox News was putting out there, and they're acting really surprised. Apparently there's a new poll showing that Obama is not respected around the world. And I don't know why they're surprised. He's not even respected here. What are they expecting, miracles? You know, propaganda only gets you so far, but when people see the reality behind the propaganda is definitely going to fail here. Now, obviously, yesterday, the Sochi Olympics concluded. They had their closing ceremonies. No terrorist attacks. Apparently, over at CNN, they were making a big deal. How did Russia pull it off? We all thought there were going to be terror attacks there. And we know we had a lot of U.S. officials saying, oh, yes, we've got intelligence, blah, 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 blah. But Russia basically pulled off the Sochi Olympics. U.S. teams didn't do very well this year, unfortunately, sadly. And despite all the bashing about the Russian Olympics, apparently it's viewed as a success pretty much by everybody who went there. And yeah, every time you're going to have these Olympics, there's a huge buildup of infrastructure, and yeah, there are going to be some issues. And I noticed how, like Daily Show, was like, the toilet paper isn't scented in the hotel room. Just really picking at little tiny things, trying to denigrate the whole experience. But I guess looking back at the U.S. record for medals in the Winter Olympics, I think it all comes under the heading of sour grapes, along, of course, with the gratuitous Russia bashing over the situation in Ukraine, which is what we're going to be getting into in here next. In the chat room, they're saying, did not watch any of the Olympics this year. Yeah, same here, but for obvious reasons. I tend not to watch a lot of sporting events anymore as I get older and older. Now, let's talk about what's going on in the Ukraine. Now, as you're probably aware, last week there was a deal signed between the current Ukrainian government and the opposition leadership to call for early elections. Well, that raise the possibility of actual elections not going the way the European Union and the United States wanted. And so perhaps not too surprisingly, and we did talk about this on Friday, the opposition protests have moved forward to the point where the Ukrainian president has now fled, been deposed from power by act of parliament that has now handed the president's presidency to the speaker of their equivalent of the Speaker of the House, and basically has simply declared a new Ukrainian government by imperial edict. It is not an elected government. And a lot of its actions are directly contrary to the Ukrainian constitution. So there are a lot of people around the world, including Russia's prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, is saying this new Ukrainian government that has declared itself and already been recognized by the United States, its legitimacy is questionable under the modern idea of what government should be in terms of being elected by the people and representing the people. Of course, by that same definition, I think we could doubt the legitimacy of the United States government. But at this point, not everybody is recognizing the new government of the Ukraine. Moscow is already saying this new incoming self-declared government is resorting to the methods of dictatorship to try and force its way through. They're already declaring they will integrate with the European Union, which was this whole point of this exercise. Meanwhile, Gorbachev is out there saying that the way to resolve the Ukraine crisis is to bulldoze the European Union and U.S. aids from the Ukraine, then back off and let the Ukrainian people decide what they want to do with their country. Because very clearly, it's being hijacked. Now, let me tell you where the wild card is coming from. You're going to have to watch on this. We are already seeing in areas of the Ukraine like the Crimea, where the Russians are the dominant ethnic group, dominant language, dominant part of the community. In those parts of the Ukraine, they don't like this new government. They don't like this integration with Europe. They want to merge back with Russia. And we may see a split in the Ukraine, where the Crimea and its associated areas break off and say, well, if you guys can just sort of form a new government and go off and merge with Europe, we're going to form our own government and go off and merge with Russia. This will be a major problem because it is the Russian-speaking, Russian-dominated areas of the Ukraine, like the Crimea, where most of the heavy industry is concentrated. It is the Crimea that is able to generate wealth through manufacturing in order for Kiev and its new self-declared new government to pay back all this money they want to borrow. Now, they're moving away from the Russian deal, and they're looking at borrowing $35 billion from the European Union to absolutely lock those Ukrainian people into permanent debt servitude to the European private central bank, which is what this whole coup d'etat overthrow is about, not letting anybody live free from the slavery of private central banking. Now, obviously, the United States recognizes that the wealthiest parts of the Ukraine, the Crimea, want to join with Russia, and the U.S. is already warning Russia, don't put your military into the Ukraine. The U.S. government obviously realizes there's a possibility of a split. There could be a civil war in the Ukraine between the Crimea and Kiev. And obviously, it's an open, we already know the U.S. is getting ready to intervene in all these places. Obviously, Russia is looking with great concern about this aggression virtually on their borders. And the U.S. is already warning, don't you dare put your military in the Ukraine. It would be a grave mistake. And so the U.S. understands, Russia knows what went down in the Ukraine. Russia knows absolutely that this whole exercise was to enslave the people of the Ukraine to the Europeans' private central bank. And as soon as the new self-declared government of the Ukraine accepts that $35 billion loan from the European Central Bank, the shackles will be in place on the people of the Ukraine in perpetuity. Because the problem with the private central bank is you can never, ever pay the debts off. It's designed that way. So the debt always exceeds the available money supply. And that's what this is really all about. Now, at the same time, the new president of the Ukraine has a little bit of a problem. And it has to do with the fact of thumbing their nose at Russia and then turn around and realizing that the Ukraine and all of Europe on the other end of those pipelines is still dependent on those Russian gas prices. And if there's a new government, existing deals for gas prices are null and void. And Russia could very easily say, price just doubled, or we're going to turn the valve off. This could get really ugly really quick. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A lot of commentators, and in particular at the moment, Pepe Escobar, are talking about the new U.S.-Russia Cold War, and they're saying basically it's going to be ginned up over the conflict in the Ukraine. And we have known ever since the collapse of the former Soviet Union, that the military-industrial complex wanted to get a new Cold War going with, well, really anybody that they could come up with. It didn't even matter. Because during the Cold War of the 1950s and 1960s, where they would wag the communists at us to keep us all afraid, take all of our money, build all these big weapon systems with it, constantly prepare for a major war, which was never going to be fought, because preparing for the war is the moneymaker. Actually fighting the war and possibly losing it, that's all loss on the bottom line. And that's what the Cold War was really all about, keeping us afraid of those gosh darn commies to take our money and spend it all on a development of weapon systems. Meanwhile, over in the old Soviet Union, their military leadership was playing exactly the same game, terrorizing their population with the evil imperial capitalists in order to loot them of wealth with which to build weapons. And 99% of all of that material that was built up wound up getting trashed, went to the boneyard, was never used, just sat out there looking impressive, corroding away. Huge waste of effort, labor, engineering. But that's what the military-industrial complex does. That's why Eisenhower tried to warn us about it. So the Soviet Union goes away, and everybody says, oh, wow, now we can spend our money on building up our country instead of building all these bombers and stuff. And the military says, oh, no, we're going to have a war on drugs, and we're going to have a war on terror, and we're going to have a war on dangling participles, and we're going to have a war on this. They've been trying to basically gin up reasons to continue the military spending. And for the most part, they've succeeded. There's always another war that needs to be fought someplace, always another new weapon system that needs to be funded because its predecessor turned out to be complete and absolute junk. I mean, that's been the response to the revelation that the Independence-class littoral combat ships are basically worthless. Let's come up with a new design. Oh, the Virginia-class isn't working. Let's come up with a new Seawolf design. That's basically it. They're already talking about a follow-on program to the F-35. Which looks like it'll get canceled because they just can't get that thing to work. You know, we're really militarily exhausted. And I think what hammered that home over the weekend is I watched this program on cable on one of the history channels about the Blue Angels, who are, if you are one of those people living in a monastery and you've never seen them, it's an absolutely amazing flight demonstration team. The Navy has the Blue Angels, the Air Force has the Thunderbirds. And this was a documentary on how they operate, and it kept hitting the point that they're flying these F-18s that are 24 years old, and they're not being made anymore. The parts for them aren't being made anymore, and they were talking about what an absolute maintenance headache it is keeping these aircraft flying this long on. And I kept thinking, wow, I mean, this is a disaster waiting to happen when they're that close to the edge on the maintenance. Now, of course, the propaganda is, you know, this is how good we are at maintenance. We can keep these aircraft flying. But it underscores the fact that our entire military, including our showcase flight demonstration teams, are running on the ragged edge of their hardware. And the new stuff that is coming out of the procurement program is junk. It really, really is. But that's what the whole Cold War is all about. Most of those Cold War weapons programs, it didn't matter if they really worked, because the goal was they were never actually going to be used. They would just say, we're going to design this, we're going to run it through some tests to prove that it works, spend a lot of money on it, and then just let it sit in a warehouse until it's time to throw it away. That's what the Cold War weapons budget procurement system is really all about. They want to bring that back. They want to go back to those glory days where there's an enemy, the commies or the Chinese or whatever, that they can wag at us to silence those who doubt the prudence of spending so much on the military. And they're trying to get back there, and Ukraine opens up a wonderful opportunity to take this present situation and turn it into a new Cold War. Oh, gosh darn those Russians. They're operating contrary to the interests of the United States of America. Well, show me where it's graven in stone where any nation outside the United States of America is supposed to be running their nation for the benefit of the U.S. It just doesn't work that way. Meanwhile, there have been more leaks confirming the fact that this whole coup d'etat inside the Ukraine was planned and backed from the West, involving the United States and the European Union. And apparently a lot of the funding, Anonymous Ukraine got into the emails between Vitaly Klitschko and the Lithuanian presidential advisor, showing a lot of the advice and the funding for the coup d'etat came from Germany. So this was, as we suspected, an overthrow, a coup d'etat, to punish the Ukraine for changing its mind about integrating with the European Union. And, of course, the new Ukrainian declared out of thin air government, the first thing they did was say, oh, yes, we're going to integrate with Europe. That's what we're going to do. And that inevitably is going to make Russia very, very nervous. Because this is right on their borders here. Let's see, another story coming out of BobTuscan.com. Truth about Ukraine, a U.S. coup? Yeah, it is. The U.S. is in there just overthrowing countries left and right, and they don't care who knows it. Now, Susan Rice was one of the people giving voice to the idea that Russia should not send tanks into the Ukraine. Russia came back and said, it's very good advice, but shouldn't you be directing it at the White House, which has spent the last 15 years sending tanks, drones, soldiers into any country that wants to operate their economy independently of the Federal Reserve and the other global reserve banks here. So it's a very, very tense situation. We don't know what's going to happen. We could see the Crimea attempt to split off. That's going to put the new declared out of thin air government of the Ukraine in the awkward position of having to go in and militarily suppress the same kind of protest by which it took power in Kiev. That would put its legitimacy even further in doubt. So we'll see what happens there, but it's a very, very dangerous situation. And it is dangerous because the U.S., very clearly would like to see the situation with Russia escalate, for the same reason they want to see the situation with China escalate. Now, down in Iran, there's been a disturbing development. This is being reported on beforeitsnews.com, where the U.S. has now adopted Israel's position on the P5 plus one negotiations with Iran over its nuclear infrastructure. Now, first of all, Israel is not part of the P5 plus one, but they are not shy about going on in and acting like they're in charge of the situation. And they have thrown out their two issues that they are demanding the P5 plus one add into the negotiations. The first is the complete demolition of all of Iran's nuclear centrifuges, which was never part of the original deal. But Israel is saying, yes, they've got to destroy all their centrifuges. If they need fuel for their reactors, they can come and buy it from another country. Like us, we'll sell them reactor fuel at a moderately uplifted price. We got to take a break for commercials. More about Iran when we come back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation down in Iran, where the United States and Israel, who do not want the P5+1 deal to work, are in there throwing a giant monkey wrench into the gears by adding new conditions. Now, Israel really doesn't have anything to say about the P5+1 negotiations. It's not part of the P5+1. But they basically waded in there, throwing their weight around, saying, oh, you need to add this and you need to add that. And Israel is at the forefront of those saying the deal must be changed to require the destruction of all of Iran's nuclear infrastructure, primarily the uranium centrifuges, which was never part of the original P5+1 deal. But this is a tactic that we have seen Israel do before. They'll come up to, like, they're really close with a deal with somebody, whether it's Lebanon and Syria and the Palestinians, and then they'll say, just one more thing, and they'll add one more thing. And the other side will say, all right, we want this deal to work, we'll give it. And then Israel comes back, and just one more thing, until finally the other side realizes Israel is not negotiating in good faith. and they're just throwing more things in there to reach a point where the other side basically just walks away, at which point Israel says, see, see, they're the ones who didn't want to make a deal. See, it's all their fault. Boom, and the bombs start launching. Now, along with the demand that Iran destroy all of its uranium centrifuges, the new requirement being thrown into the P5 plus 1 deal by Israel and the United States relates to Iran's ballistic missiles, which was never an issue for anybody. But now the U.S. and Israel are taking the position that Iran's ballistic missiles have to be at least the ones capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, which Iran doesn't have, by the way. They need to be thrown into a pile of things to be destroyed. And this is obviously a position Iran can never agree to. And it was never a part of the deal. And this is by design. The U.S. and Israel are going to go on making demands Iran is going to have to balk at. And then they can say, the deal fell apart here. And it's obviously Israel and the United States that are acting in bad faith here. They're not sticking to the original deal. They're trying to add things in there and say, of course it's acceptable for us to change the deal. Or as Darth Vader said, I've altered the bargain. Pray I don't alter it any further. I can't do Darth Vader, but that's as close as I get. But that's basically the attitude. We're going to alter the deal. And that's just the way it's going to be. And they're putting in requirements, destruction of the centrifuges, destruction of Iran's defensive missile system, that Iran can never, ever agree to. So then the U.S. and Israel can say, see, Iran didn't want to make a deal. The invasion is on. And we all know that's what's going on. Anyway. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You made a point a few minutes ago that I was going to call you about last week, and that is the depleted state of our military. You know, equipment and personnel. I mean, you know, I think they're still practicing stop loss. You know, so the people are depleted. The equipment is running down. But about the planes, about the F-18s, I cannot imagine any reason why an F-18 Super Hornet should be considered like an outmoded, outdated.
We're not talking the Super Hornet. We're talking the original Hornet, which is what the Blue Angels are flying.
Oh, they're flying the original Hornets. Okay, I was going to say, I thought they would have upgraded I thought they were flying the Super Hornets. Because those have been upgraded. I mean, when you look at the history,
I think they ought to be, but very clearly, the Navy doesn't have the money to upgrade, the hardware, the platform that they're using. We've got Secretary of Defense Hagel is out there talking about massive cuts to the military right now, which I think is an election year stunt. We're going to talk about that a little bit further in the show. But he knows the people of America are tired of war, so they're going to talk about cutting back the military. We're getting out of Afghanistan, vote the Democrats back in November, and of course, the instant there's a new false flag or something, the military spending will be ratcheted right back up to where it was before.
When they want to, they can resurrect planes quite easily. They mothballed the A-10s in the desert and then brought them back out when they realized they needed a low and slow tactical support craft.
Boeing is bringing back the B-1B Lancers. It's in an upgrade program right now.
Right. That plane was truly unique in terms of its supersonic capabilities and ECM, electronic countermeasures, and all that kind of stuff. Right. They're still flying B-52s, but they mothballed the B-1 and then realized they made a mistake. You know, but they kept the F-4s in service forever. It's not that long ago that they mothballed the F-14s. And, you know, for the Air Force, the F-15s and the Navy, the F-18s should certainly be viable. So I'm not sure what all this noise is about. When you look at how they kept intruders, Avengers, F-8s, D-30, you know, D-38s and stuff going. Now all of a sudden what? These planes that are nowhere near as old by comparison are suddenly a burden to keep going? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, it does when you realize that, you know, obviously you don't have an airplane that stays flying in the air with all of its original equipment. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be continually replaced and upgraded, in particular the engines. And my understanding is that American metallurgy has gone into a bit of a decline. And we're not able to come up with the same kind of materials for the engines that we used to make that could sustain high temperatures and higher pressures that gave the U.S. the advantage in engine technology against the Russians back in the 1970s and 1980s. So the issue is a lot of the reasons these aircraft are being mothballed is we're not able to manufacture the replacement parts any longer. A lot of it also has to do with the fact that over the last few decades, a lot of the procurement of parts for our military equipment has come from other countries, and some of those countries really aren't friendly with the U.S. anymore and don't want to sell us these things because they're afraid they're going to come back to their country over the border dropping bombs on them. And so it does complicate the situation of bringing these back. Now, the Boeing contract with the Lancers, they're basically, except for the actual airframe, it's a complete rebuild. New engines, new avionics. Anytime you bring anything out of mothballs, the only part that's coming out of the mothballs is the actual hull or airframe. And pretty much everything else is a top-down replacement. We have a lot of mothball ships out here in the West Lock of Pearl Harbor. And you know, they're basically they're emptied of all equipment. They're sealed up. They're filled with nitrogen, and to bring them back into service basically means putting new weapons, new electronic, new radar, everything back on them. The only thing that's there is the hull and the engine.
Right. That can be done. Like I said, when you look at the service, like the way they extended the F-4, you know, I mean, there are a lot of jet engines out there flying in the civilian realm too. Granted, the military ones have to be able to handle afterburners and stuff like that. But I mean, if they have them for the F-22 and the F-35, and you know, then they should be able to come up. I'm sure GE is still making these engines.
I'm sorry. It's not like you can get an old Mustang from the junker yard and just drop any old V8 in there. I mean, the fit between the engine and the airframe is really very tight on the warplanes. The original F-14 was supposed to have its own engine. That didn't really come along till much later on. But it's not trivial to mount a different jet engine in an airframe that it was not designed to take, having to do with weight distribution, exactly where the thrust is taking place. It's a complicated problem. Anyway, Glenn, gotta let you go because we're going to switch over to Jim in New Mexico. And Jim, I'm probably going to have to take you through the upcoming commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Michael. I was listening earlier. You were talking about this new interim government, quote unquote, there in Kiev, disregarding the Constitution.
Yes,
I just heard a blip on RT. Where it said that the new interim, quote-unquote, government was actually writing new laws as fast as the printer could print them out. And, you know, and a little earlier today, I listened to the broadcast of a PhD in history. He actually got his PhD in the Ukraine there, probably Kiev. Dr. David Duke give his perspective on what's happening. He's very well informed. He's a PhD in history.
He's a sharp guy.
He lived there for 2 years in the Ukraine, and he might be a very good guest you might want to consider having on.
All right, I'll drop him an email. That's a good idea. I'll get him back on here talking about that. But very clearly, Moscow's concerns about the new government of the Ukraine are legitimate. This government was not elected. The elections to form a new coalition government did not happen. They simply swept into power, voted themselves into authority, voted the old president out, voted somebody else in. And, they're just writing new laws left and right, not unlike Obama with his executive orders. And they're not elected, and they don't represent the people. And I agree with Russia. This is not a legitimate government. This is a coup d'etat, and they're acting like it. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, yes, I've been following the Ukraine situation very carefully over the past weeks and months. What appears to be, if you remember, beginning of last week, I suggested that Russia could cripple this coup d'etat with simply by turning the oil and gas off to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But what's more significant is the latest developments. The East, the whole swathe of the East and the South is basically ethnic Russian.
Yes.
And the Eastern part, which contains a lot of the industry as well, the huge making factories. The local the local sort of semi-autonomous regions, their political statements seem to suggest that they would go with Russia as well, not just the south of Crimea, that semi-autonomous region, but the east as well. So the west and Germany would be left with the rump north-western part of Ukraine.
Yes.
Which is just a basket case, basically. That's the case that I see. But what's more important now, the Russian banks have now stopped lending money and have closed the ATMs. So the remaining few banks that are Ukrainian-owned, there's a bank run going on.
Yes, the Ukraine's largest bank stopped lending money on Friday, I think. So
that's
It's a major mess up there.
Rather than using tanks and bullets, the Russians seem to be using the economy, and it'll cripple what's left of Ukraine.
They're learning from the U.S. I mean, the U.S. has been fighting most of their wars primarily on the economic front, and Russia is learning very, very quickly. Russia doesn't have to turn off those oil and gas valves on their end of the pipeline. They are within their rights to increase prices, especially with the credit rating agencies already downgrading the Ukraine. Russia could say, well, we want our money up front for the next 6 months worth of natural gas. And if they can't come up with it, you know, there are a lot of things Russia could do to absolutely kneecap this new self-declared illegitimate government.
Not only just kneecap this new government, but kneecap the power of Germany. Germany obtains 35% of its energy supplies through these pipelines and what have you from Russia. And without the German house, what's the EU? It's finished. It's gone.
This could definitely escalate. I hope Putin is considering his options very, very carefully, and he knows he's dealing with a Western coalition, the U.S. and the European Union, who right now are lusting for a new real World War III to get out of this mess that they've gotten themselves into. I hope cooler heads are going to prevail here, but the potential for this thing to spin out of control is definitely there.
Well, of course it is. I mean, we've got China attempting to regain the control of those islands, South China Sea and around Indonesia.
Yeah.
We've got Russia looking to take back the Ukraine into its sphere of influence. And then we've got Iran.
Crimea.
Yeah. And then we've got Iran. You know, if all these three things kick off at once, what's going to happen to the U.S. Navy and its bases in the area?
Well, that's why the U.S. is still continuing to support the dictatorship in Qatar that is using violence against their own protesters right now. You're not going to see it in the American media because, you know, the government there is a bunch of tyrants, but there are tyrants, they're friendly to U.S. business interests, and they do hold the keys to that U.S. Navy base right there in the middle of the Gulf area. So what's going to happen? The situation is very dynamic and could change very quickly, especially in the Black Sea area. This thing could really get going very, very quickly, and it doesn't have to be all three. I think right now the U.S. is so desperate for a war. I think all this talk about that we're getting from Hagel about downgrading our troop size and everything, I think it's all just election year, reassuring the public, yes, we know you're tired of war. We're going to start pulling back from the wars here and everything up until November. And then, of course, the war agenda would continue to move forward. Again, one big bang, one false flag. We are just like the situation just ahead of Pearl Harbor. Where there's all these little conflicts going on. There's Japan and Manchuria. There's the Dutch East Indies. There's all these little, there's obviously the situation with Hitler in Europe. All these little wars all over the globe. And then boom, Pearl Harbor. And all of a sudden, the global perception changed. It was now a single war that spanned the entire globe. And I think we're in exactly the same situation right now. I'm as surprised as CNN that we got through the Sochi Olympics without a staged act of terror. Again, that doesn't mean they're not considering one. Very clearly, the situation at Ukraine could fan up out of control.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, this thing with China, all it would take is one conventional weapon into cooling pool 4 in the Fukushima. And
they're already waving jets at each other. I mean, we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but we're already seeing where Japan scrambled some of their F-15s to intercept two Chinese aircraft over their air defense inclusion zone, which is their arbitrarily declared, we own this piece of the sky and the ocean. So everybody's challenging everybody's little chalk lines right now.
Yeah. Well, what amazes me is that China actually sailed a fleet of some 11 ships through the Philippines, through the straits around Indonesia, between the Indonesian islands and the northern areas of Australia, without being detected by anybody. And it's only the U.S. satellites who detected this move. But they never said anything to the Australians or the Indonesians. They just kept it to themselves, which is ridiculous.
Well, as long as China's in international waters, there's nothing to say. Yeah, just like Iran has every right to sail into the South Atlantic for a training exercise, China's allowed to sail through those waters. You know, it's the law of the sea. Everybody can sail everywhere. And it is only during wartime that interdiction of the sea lanes of communications becomes legal.
Well, actually, I mean, the law of the sea is one thing that America hasn't ratified. It's not...
Okay, well, yeah, you're talking about that more recent treaty, but no, the freedom of navigation goes back way before that. I mean, even before the United States existed as a nation, the idea that nations...
Yeah, I understand the Admiralty Law, yes.
Okay.
But anyway, the thing is, I mean, the whole world is in a very fragile situation at the moment, and things could go badly wrong very quickly.
Well, we've got too many world leaders who see a war as their best option out of the mess the bankers have created. And that's exactly why we're headed to war. I wish we could find some way to stop it. The only way we're going to stop World War III is if the U.S. economy implodes and takes the federal government with it. Otherwise, we are going to be in a full-on World War III, which the U.S. is not going to be able to win conventionally, and that makes the use of nuclear weapons inevitable. Okay?
Well, I think... over if it goes
okay.
Nuclear.
John, your phone connection is breaking up. I'm having a hard time hearing you. We're going to let you go, and we're going to start with David in Massachusetts. But, David, I'm probably going to have to take you through the station break. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Can you hear? Yeah,
yes.
Michael, you know, just before the so-called implosion or demise of the Soviet Union, the Mujahideen over in Afghanistan, they ran the Russians off. And
yes.
Once they ran the Russians out of Afghanistan, then that led to the demise of the Soviet Union and the so-called collapse of communism. This is my prognostication, Michael. The Taliban is running the Americans out of Afghanistan. And now that the Taliban's running us out of Afghanistan, can you hold me through the break?
Yeah, I'm gonna hang on to you through the break and bring you back. We'll be back after the top of the hour stuff, continuing with David.